Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
We're going to throw down to Daisy on the river, who has the rundown for the M3 division for us. Hello, Daisy.
Hello. Yeah, so at the top of the division, we have Sydney Sussex M1, followed by Clare M2, who are on for Blades and might catch them. Then we've got Cats M2, Emma M2, Peterhouse M2, Maggie M3, Robinson 2, Selwyn 2, Churchill 2, 1st and 3rd 3, Trinity Hall 2, Queen 3, Magdalen 2, Girton 2, Emma 3, Clare Hall 1, Fitz 2 and Sandwich Boat Jesus M3. The starting gun has already gone off, and I can see Sydney Sussex 3 being chased by Clare Hall M2, who are on to Blades this week. So they have got about a length between them, maybe slightly more than a length there, followed by St Catherine's M2, that's after Clare. Behind Cats M2, I can just see Emma M2, who look like they might be going to close in on them later in the race. But then behind MM2, we have Peterhouse M2, and we've got a whistle there for Peterhouse M2 and Emma M2. We've got two whistles now for Emma, actually, on St. Cat's M2. So Emma are closing on Cat's M2 around first corner. After Peterhouse M2, we've got Maggie M3, who are looking quite good, but followed by Robinson M2, about on station with Maggie. Maggie is chasing Peterhouse hard. There's probably about half a length between them as they go around first corner. So, what can you see down on Grassy?
Hi, thanks, Daisy. So I'm just having Sydney Sussex M1 run past me. There's about half a length between
Daisy?
Them and Clare 1 to Daisy.
So I've just seen Churchill M2 bump Selwyn M2 just before first corner, actually. Like, quite an early bump. After that, we've got first and third chased by Trinity Hall, and it looks like they're extremely close. They've got overlap. Looks like there's going to be a bump right in front of my eyes. The cop's about to concede. Oh no, they're just pulling away. What can you see?
I said there's a bad canvas between Emma and Lady Margaret. They look like they're just about to bump up on Peterhouse. The cop has just conceded. They put their hands up and now they put their hands down, but Peterhouse is still rowing. So that's very interesting coxing on Peterhouse's part. But the LMBC should be bumping them in the gut, although they've taken a wider line round Grassy than Peterhouse, who have a very nice line. So Peterhouse are actually pulling away now. Robinson have just come past me. They have a very fine line round Grassy corner. They could potentially now be sneaking up on Maggie because of their wide line round Grassy. Can you see anything on Disson corner, Claire?
Yeah, no, they're just about to head round. We've just got Sydney Sussex coming round first. And we're about half a length between Claire and... Daisy? Hi, I'm on first corner, and Fitz has just got Clare Hall M1, so there's been a bump there. We also have no sign of Girton M2 and Emma M3, so we think there's been yet another bump there. What can you see round Grassy corner? Did you see the bump between Grassy Hall M2 and first and third M3, Rosa?
So I can see two boats that have pulled up in the guts. That's probably them. Lady Margaret has pulled in. I can't see another boat because they pulled around the corner. But Peterhouse look like they're coming into the bank. So I think Lady Margaret has bumped up on Peterhouse, but that's unconfirmed. Magdalen are chasing down Queens very hard. They look like that could probably be a bump up Plough Reach. There's less than a canvas away. Magdalen are pulling really hard. They're looking really strong on Queens there. Let's go to Jack.
Sydney Sussex M1 are just coming around Disson corner now. They've taken the far side on the bank and it looks like Clare M2 are angling into them. Yes, and there is the concession. Clare M2 have bumped up on Sydney Sussex M1. They're just pulling into the far bank there. The long reach, really wide stretch of river, so you can get out beside the boat you're chasing and angle in for that bump. That's Clare M2. Who have bumped up on Sydney Sussex M1. Now, Rosa, I'm wondering if St Cats or Emma are around by you at all.
I can't see them. I think they might be just... But Magdalen have just pulled in with Queen, so I think Magdalen have now bumped Queen's M3. Claire, can you see anything?
Yeah, I just had Robinson pass me, so I'm just walking up to see if I think there's just been a bump near the plough, but they're just moving into the side, but I can't quite, I'm just getting closer to work out what's going on. Does anybody else have anything going on?
Teresa? Trinity Hall M2 have bumped up on first and third M3. I've just worked up to them. Jack?
So after this on the long reach now, Robinson look all on their own. They're going for a very lonely row over by the look of things. Lots of swans by them that are just getting out of the way. Because we have had Lady Margaret M3 bump Peterhouse ahead of them. We've also had Claire M2 bump Sydney Sussex M1. I was just wondering, Daisy, could you confirm whether Emma M2 have bumped up on St Cat's M2?
Yeah, I'm just going to see if I can see them. Currently haven't. I'm now on the prairie, and I can't actually see either of those crews. I've just passed Trinity Hall, who recently bumped first and third M3. No sign of either of those boats, actually. Jack, back to you.
Well, thanks very much. In which case, I think I'm going to call some provisional results on that division. In what looks like a division where we're only going to have just the two rollovers out of 18 boats. So that means we have ended up in this division with what looks like 7 bumps, which is absolutely incredible. So, or 7 or 8 bumps, 8 bumps even. So this is, I'll give you a rundown. This is what it looks like at the moment. Claire M2 have bumped up on Sydney Sussex M1. That was on the long reach. Claire M2 now on for their Blades tomorrow. Potential for them to bump twice tomorrow. See, they're going to become the sandwich boat. They might bump later today as well into that M2 division. St Cat's M2, we think, have been bumped by Emma M2, which means St Cat's are on for their spoons tomorrow, unfortunately. Lady Margaret M3 have bumped up on Peterhouse M2. Peterhouse have had it easy in bumps so far. They rode over both days, so they've been bumped by LMBC M3 today. Robinson M2 going for a lonely row over. They got their Blades last year. They've bumped twice already, but there are just no boats in front of them for them to bump, so they're going to go for a row over today. Churchill M2 on for their Blades tomorrow. After they've bumped Selwyn M2, who are on for their spoons. First and third M3 have been bumped by Trinity Hall M2. So first and third M3 are on for their spoons. Queen's M3 have been bumped by Magdalen M2. Girton M2 are going to go for a run. Just before I finish that rundown, Rosa, what have you got for us?
Yep, so I've just spoken to an umpire and she has confirmed that Emma M2 did bump up on Cat's M2 and Emma M3 did bump up on Girton M2. So it's been a good day for Emma in this division.
Thank you very much. Was that Rosa that Emma bumped up on Girton, was that?
Yes.
Brilliant. So Emma have bumped up on Girton by the look of things. I'm presuming then the Claire Hall M1 are going to be looking for a row over. And then Jesus M3 have bumped up on Fitch M2. That is an incredibly exciting M3 division. Rosie, yes, hello.
So I just spoke to the umpire again, and he says that Fitz M2 bumped up on Clare Hall M1. So the only boats that rode over in this division are Jesus M3 and Robinson M2.
There we go. Thank you, Rosa, clearing up a little bit at the bottom of the division there. So it was Emma who bumped up on Girton. Girton on for spoons tomorrow. Clare Hall M1 got bumped down by Fitz M2. They're continuing their meteoric rise up from M4. And Jesus M3, they're looking incredibly tired. They're just coming past me on the long reach. They're going for a long row home. They're going to remain the sandwich boat at the top of the M4 division tomorrow. And with that, that is an incredibly exciting M3 division. And we'll head back to the studio.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Hi Beth, I have the confirmed results. So, Claire M2 bumped up on Sydney Sussex M1. That means they're still on for Blades. Emma M2 bumped up on St Catherine's M2, which means that St Catherine's are still on for spoons, unfortunately. Lady Margaret M3 bumped up on Peterhouse M2. Robinson M2 rode over, so that means they've now missed out on the opportunity to get Blades. Churchill M2 bumped up on Selwyn M2, which means that Selwyn is still on for spoons and Churchill is still on for Blades. First and third, M3, got bumped by Trinity Hall, M2. So Fat are still spooning down the division. Queens, M3, were bumped by Magdalen, M2. And Gert and M2 are still on for spoons as they were also bumped up by Emmanuel, M3. Fitzwilliam, M2, bumped up on Clare Hall, M1, and GS, M3 rode over. So there were a lot of bumps in that division. Emma did very, very well, and the only two boats to not have anything happen to them were Robinson M2 and Jesus M3.
So
that's
only
all from the Riverside Fair.
Thank you very much. So only two rowovers in that division, which means there will be a very, very interesting climax to the M3 division tomorrow, because there are definitely some crews that are going to be very much looking to avoid getting their spoons.